On Wednesday, November 19th, and Thursday, November 20th, 2014, the Diocese of Lansing-Held announced the gospel, equipping the Household of Faith Assembly at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in Brighton, Michigan. Bishop Earl Boyer's vision for the Diocese of Lansing is a direct response to the call from our popes for new evangelization. His vision furthers key elements of the pastoral plan promulgated in the Church of Lansing by Bishop Mengling in 2001. That is, to deepen and intensify our authentic identity as a church, the body of Christ, living in community of faith, hope, and love as a worshiping church and a serving church. This 2014 assembly addressed the first of three groups of people described in the pastoral letter, the Household of Faith. Throughout 2015 and 16, the diocese will focus on equipping the Household of Faith for the new evangelization. The MCs for this assembly were Craig Pohl, a director of evangelization for the diocese, and Mary Beth Hicks, marketing director of Faith Catholic. The major speakers at the assembly were Deacon Ralph Boyo, founder of the New Evangelization Ministries in Steubenville, Ohio, Sister Ann Shields, one of the founders of the Servants of God's Love, a religious community of the Diocese of Lansing, and host of the radio program Food for the Journey, which is heard internationally and recently celebrated its 20th anniversary on the air, and Dr. Dan Keating, a fellow of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and associate professor of theology at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. Bishop Earl Boyer, Bishop of Lansing, was the celebrant for the opening and closing assembly masses. Here is Bishop Earl Boyer with the opening mass homily.
I will reserve my thanks for our closing mass tomorrow, but I do want to express my deep thanks for the presence of all of you here today. Certainly my brother priests, my brother deacons, all the late consecrated men and women who are present, all of our laity who work so hard in our parishes. I was thinking that 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago when I came to Lansing, I didn't know any of you. And now I don't know all your names, I know that, but boy, the faces, you guys are sure familiar to me now. And I have to also say, beginning this Mass, I could just feel the power of the Spirit coming from all of you. Spirit is with you indeed. It is just, I can sense it. And so thanks so very much for your participation in these days. I really appreciate it a great deal. At the beginning of the book of Revelation, we are told that all of John's visions are taking place on a Sunday. It is most likely that these happened in the midst of the Eucharistic celebration. You can imagine when everybody else looking at him, sitting around him, were wondering what was going on with him. So our reading from the fourth chapter pictures the participation and attendance of the entire host of heaven along with the very presence of God. Yet is that not what we already believe as we are gathered here today as the Church of the Diocese of Lansing? We are not alone. We are in the very presence of God, of His Son, of the Holy Spirit, with myriads of angels and saints. They are all, every one of them, they are all urging us on in our task of worshiping the Father, of being fed for the journey ahead. Of course, we all know that this journey has never been, is not, and never will be easy. Jesus, in our gospel today, is on His journey, His last journey to Jerusalem. Many around Him thought that He might be going there to bring about the kingdom of God. But Jesus knew better. He knew that His journey was going to be a tough one. And so, He invites His hearers and all of us to engage in His journey. One where we are given much and must do our bit to advance His kingdom step by step at the cost of much work and much effort. But we are not alone. We are being invited today to blend our experience here at Mass with our lives during these 2 days and obviously for the many, many days which lie before us. We are not alone. Much is being given us. Much is asked of us. But we are not alone. Saints and angels walk with us. The Father, the Son, Jesus, and His Holy Spirit abide with us. And we have one another. So let us journey. Let us build. For my sisters and brothers, we are not alone. God bless you all.